Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We are so blessed you're joining us for part two of a marvelous discussion with a terrific author of a great book, The Prayer of Freedom, Betty Carmichael. He's the author of The Prayer of Freedom, and I'm telling you, folks, part one was just an amazing interview, and we're only halfway through that interview. I'm so blessed you're coming back for this one today, because, see, Betty, he spent decades studying and teaching spiritual laws straight from the Word of God. He teaches how that can bring powerful transformation, and, I mean, he goes into prisons. He goes into recovery centers. He goes into to community centers across the country. And his teachings have helped people find freedom from addictions and fear and emotional wounds and spiritual bondings, being healed. Folks, if you missed any of part one, you got to go back and catch up. We just don't have the time to cover it all over again and still get in what we need to get in today. Praise God. But I'm telling you right now, we're talking about his book, The Prayer of Freedom. Right on the cover of the book, he says 9 out of 10 people get immediate breakthrough. Praise God. And if you ever felt stuck in a cycle, weighed down by your past trauma, or just hungry for a breakthrough in any area of your life, you want to lean in and listen to today's episode. Now, you got to catch up with part one, because we're jumping right into part two and the conclusion of this interview right now. You discuss in your book how freedom's not just emotional like that, but it's also spiritual. And you teach about these spiritual laws.
Yeah.
Could you explain to us what these spiritual laws are and how they contribute to healing and deliverance as well?
Yeah, so let me just give you a short run to the Bible, because this is where the laws come from. Deuteronomy, I think it's 26, 58 through 61. It may be 28, but it's at the end of Deuteronomy. Right before the Israelites are going into the promised land, these are the final instructions. And this is the chapter of blessings and curses. If you follow me, you get blessings. If you don't follow me, you get curses. And God says very clearly, he says, if you do not revere the name of my name, if you do not follow me, he says, then I will send upon you, in other words, if you sin against me, I will send upon you all the diseases and sicknesses of Egypt, all the disasters, and even more that's not written in this book. So he makes it very clear that sickness, disease, disaster comes through sin. Then Psalm 32, David is speaking. This is right after he had murdered Uriah after sleeping with Bathsheba. And he said, this is the NLT version, he says, paraphrase, he says, God's hand of discipline was heavy upon me when I refused to confess my sin. My body was wasting away. My bones ached. I had no strength to even get out of my bed. And then I confessed my sin, and everything changed. Amen. Psalm 103:3 says that God forgives our iniquities and heals our diseases. And he connects the two, sin and disease. Then you look in John 5. This is a passage that many Christians, including me, had read for so many years, but didn't understand it. This is why I'm saying all this is hidden in plain sight. This is when Jesus walks up to a man at the pool of Bethsaida, I think, or Bethesda, or one of those pools, and he's been lame for 38 years. And Jesus says, do you want to be healed? He said, well, I have no one to put me in the pool. And Jesus says, well, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. So he does, instantly healed, miraculously. And then Jesus finds him later that day in the temple, and this is what he says. Go and sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you. Amen. So we see very clearly this pattern that sin can and frequently is the cause of our sicknesses. Then we come into the New Testament, the New Covenant believers. They say, well, hold on. All of my sins are forgiven already. and I'm washed by the blood of Jesus, those are Old Testament laws. They don't apply to me. But yet, we misunderstand Scripture. Our sins have been forgiven, but watch this. Why does Jesus teach us in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, forgive my sins? If they've already been forgiven, why are we asking to forgive again as I forgive those who have sinned against me? So there's something deeper here that we don't really understand in our Western church. But we see this clearly in 1 Corinthians 11. So the Corinthian church is a Christian church. They're all born again. They're under the new covenant, but they have a lot of sin. And so Paul is rebuking them and training them how to act properly. And in 1 Corinthians 11, he's talking about the sin that they're going through during the Lord's Supper. And back then, unlike our Lord's Supper, where we take a little wafer and a little piece of juice and we eat it individually, back then it was a feast. And everyone would bring their food together and they would have dinner, a supper, and they would do it in remembrance of the Lord. And some of the people were rich. They would bring all their food and wine, and others were poor and they had nothing. Yeah. And so the rich ones would get fat and drunk while the poor go hungry. And so Paul is rebuking them, saying, because you do not discern the body of Christ, because you're creating disunity, which is a sin, he said, that is why some of you are weak, others are sick, and others of you have already died. In other words, he's creating the cause and effect of their weakness, sickness, and death directly to their sin. And then you look in James 5:14-16. This is where he's talking about, if any of you are sick, let him call for the elders. Okay? That's what this passage is. These are new covenant believers. And it ends in James 5:16, truncated. It says, confess your sins, ... and you shall be healed. Amen. So this whole idea of a lot of our sicknesses having a spiritual root, that spiritual root is an unconfessed sin. And every unconfessed sin we're accused of. Revelation 12, it says that Satan is called the accuser of the brethren.
Yeah.
And what does he accuse us of? The only thing he can accuse us of is unrepented sin. As a believer, when our sins have been forgiven for salvation, they have not been forgiven for discipline. And that's what I'm starting to see is we're being accused of sin because we haven't forgiven, we haven't repented of it. And then once we repent of it, I'm seeing miraculous events every single day. I'm seeing, watch this, just a handful of things that I call scoliosis healed from like 20, 30, 40, 50 years of scoliosis instantly healed. I'm seeing glaucoma disappear, addictions leave, all kinds of mental illnesses that medical science says is impossible, incurable. I've seen anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, ADHD. I'm seeing diabetes healed. I'm seeing sleep apnea healed. I'm seeing all kinds of chronic pain. I'm seeing post-surgery trauma wounds instantly healed. All of these things, sciatica, all of these things simply by leading people into confessing whatever sins God brings to their mind that may be tied to that. And this is setting people free.
Amen. Amen. That's good. And you used this method in some, let's just say, pretty intense places, prisons,
yes,
recovery centers, you know, things like that. What led you into places like that, and how is your messages received there?
So when I was out praying for people at Walmart, I found this one Walmart that was I call it a target-rich environment for God's healing. I saw God heal over 100 people every year, just going out on one or two Saturdays a month. And I kept walking up to these ladies. I'd find this group of ladies that I would walk up to. They would always have some sort of issue. I'd pray for them, and God always healed them, without question, every single one of this group of ladies. And they would always tell me that they're with a place called the Love Lady Center, which is a women's addiction recovery center. And I could actually spot them coming down the aisle because they looked like they were beat up by life, but they had the glow of the Holy Spirit living through them. And a couple of the ladies I would be praying for were actually team members, and employees there. And so they learned to really trust and respect me. And so I was asked to come teach at their center. I'm one of the very few men, because they house over 500 women. So you can imagine the risk of allowing men into that environment.
Yeah.
So they asked me to come teach. I started teaching on spiritual warfare, which is the problem with addiction. And I've been teaching there for years now as a volunteer. And I'm received really, really well, because my class is one of the favorites out of all of the women there, because for every 20 of those women who come into my class, they're laden and burdened with addictions, with chronic pain, with mental illnesses, with allergies and relationship conflicts. Nearly 18 of them leave my class completely free of it all. And here's what's going on. This is really cool. So after a year or two of really taking this approach of just leading people into repenting of their sin, one of the skill sets that God gave me in business is how to take a complex process and systematize it so anyone can reproduce it. So if you think about painting by numbers, you may not have any artistic skill, but if you can follow the number, you can create this beautiful painting.
That's right. Amen.
So I did the same thing in this. The first half of my book is focused on where you see this in Scripture and how it plays out. And then the second half is how to do it. But in the back of the book, I have a worksheet. And I've identified there are 18 different categories of unrepented sin that makes it easy for someone to just make a list, with God's help, of things that have happened in the past, most of it starting with early childhood trauma, being molested or abused by a parent, being abandoned by a parent, being raped by a parent, but whatever it is, usually starts there, not always, but really handling all these issues in life. And so at the Addiction Recovery Center, the only thing I'm doing, this is amazing, I simply give them my book. And then I give them space to simply do the worksheet on their own in my class. So they're doing the worksheet, and then they're going through the prayer portion, and the prayer portion is a specific type of prayer. It's not saying, oh God, I'm so sorry. It's what James 5:16 says, confess your sins. So they're actually going through and say, I confess these things were a sin. And they just list off the things they do on put on their list. And it all disappears. So
Amen.
I'm received extremely well. I'm assuming I'm one of their favorite volunteer teachers there. I know I'm the one that the students keep coming back to my class because they love it so much. And they actually had to stop me from allowing too many of them coming back in because it takes the space from someone else. But that gives you an idea of the value of this. And can I read you just one story, just give you an idea?
Sure, absolutely. That was my next question, if you got a story for us.
Yeah, this is in my book. And I want to, for your listeners, this isn't for addicts. It works for addicts. The thing that I see with addiction is, I don't know if you know this, but if someone is battling with addictions, they have, usually multiple addictions, addictions to drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography. Then they also have mental illness. So almost everyone has anxiety, panic attacks, borderline personality disorder, depression, sometimes manic depression, and things of that sort. They're dealing with all kinds of pain. Anything with a syndrome, anything with a disorder, they usually have those things. They have joint pain, chronic pain, arthritis. So these people have everything that you and I would never desire to have. Usually we will have one or two of the things that they have, but they have it all together. So watch this. This is a standard response. This is a thank you note that I got from one of the ladies there. And she said, I want to thank you for the prayer of freedom. It has changed my life. Growing up, my relationship with my mom was really tough. She was abusive, and she and my stepdad would drink and get into lots of fights. By the time I was in seventh grade, watch this. This is a little girl. By the time I was in seventh grade, my mom said she didn't want anything to do with me and left. Can you imagine the trauma, the emotional wound that carries with you the rest of your life? That's when life began spiraling downward. By 16 years old, I was having sex with lots of boys and started getting into drugs. That was just over 10 years ago. Before doing this prayer, I was addicted to heroin and fentanyl and meth. I had a lot of worry and stress and anxiety. On a scale of 1 to 10, they were probably an 8. I've had constant allergies and sinus headaches for years, migraines 5 out of 7 days a week, and a super heavy feeling like I was carrying around an overweight backpack every day. Life has really been difficult. But the prayer of freedom and repenting changed everything. Literally, everything is gone. No more sinus issues, all gone. No more headaches and migraines, all gone.
Amen.
No more heaviness, it's all gone. No more anxiety or stress or worries. Literally, on a scale of 1 to 10, they've all gone to 0. Even my addictions have gone down to 0. I don't want drugs anymore. I have no urges for them anymore. And even the thought of any drug disgusts me. It's all gone. In other words, all of this is tied to sin.
Yeah.
All you have to do is repent of sin, and those things leave. Now, that's easy, right? The formula is like all you have to do to make a cake, mix some eggs and flour and milk and some other stuff in, mix it together, put it in the oven, you get a cake. But there's a recipe you have to follow.
Yeah.
And that's what I was able to kind of discern in doing this. And that's what's in my book, is the recipe of how you do this. And that's why they're getting, I've measured 87% success rate of literally almost 100% everything that they deal with completely gone. I have a friend, he was ADHD, so he was taking Vyvanse, 70 milligrams a day, which is the absolute max that you can take. He was taking depression medication at double the max and all these things, and now he's off all of it. Amen. No more Vyvanse, no more ADHD, no more depression, no more anxiety. His hands used to jiggle like this the whole time, and now they're totally calm. Everything in his life has totally changed. There's marriage. They've been married 15 years. The last several months after going through this have been the happiest times in their marriage, because all the torment that's been causing all this friction and conflict in their marriage has just died down. And it's all tied to simply confessing past sins.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's good. That's good. And you know, there's also the, I guess I'll use the word inherited sin, you know, the generational sins. How does your book help with that?
So it still does that. So keep in mind, watch this. So this is my phone for visual listeners. If I were to die, my children inherit my phone, which means I did the work to pay for it. They now receive it, and it becomes theirs by no effort of their own. Generational sins are the same thing. It says the iniquities of the fathers, mothers and fathers, are visited to the third and fourth generation. And so this handles that. By the way, 80 to 90% of the addictions are generational sins, because their parents or grandparents had an addiction too. So it's coming down. I call it discipline, but there's this thing coming down the line, this torment of the addiction urges and the spirits of addiction. So the fact that they're getting free of addiction shows very clearly that it's handling that. In fact, one lady, this is really cool. One of these ladies' name is Ashley. She was raped at 5 and 6 years old by her dad and her uncle. She's been diagnosed medically with all kinds of mental illness. She was anxiety, bipolar disorder, depression, borderline personality disorder. She was taking 400 milligrams of Seroquel a day to calm her nerves. She was on Buspirone and Zoloft, and her one-year-old and three-and-a-half-year-old daughters were heavily medicated for asthma because their asthma was so bad. But watch this. When Ashley went through this, she woke up the next day completely free of everything.
Amen.
Psychotherapy could never handle it. The medications couldn't handle it. She totally got off all of her medications. That next day, the psychiatrist said she could. But here's the generational sin. Both her daughters were instantly healed of asthma.
Amen.
Because the asthma was a torment because of the mother's sin. When she repented of her sins, their torment instantly disappeared. So this handles all of this. This also handles for those who believe in witchcraft. There's a lot of actual curses that can happen that we don't understand. This handles that stuff as well.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I know someone listening to us right now, listening to this conversation, maybe asking themselves, how can I begin to walk in that kind of freedom? How can someone listening to us begin the process of walking in that kind of freedom today?
You know, if you're dealing with these type of issues and you're wondering if this will actually work for you, I want to encourage you that it can. If you've tried everything like doctors and therapy and more, nothing works, it keeps coming back or it never leaves, then it means that there's almost always a spiritual root behind it. And the good news is once you identify and remove that root, that torment usually disappears immediately. That's what I've been finding. And I've seen people healed of things that medical science, it says is incurable, usually within 24 hours, simply by going through this. So if you're struggling with those things and you're questioning if this can work for you, you really have nothing to lose, everything to gain. And the great thing with the prayer of freedom is it gives you the step-by-step worksheet process. You don't have to figure it out. It's not like you read a book and say, okay, now how do I apply this? It actually gives you the step-by-step. Here's how to apply it. Step one, do this. Make this list. Step number two, make this thing over here. What are these things that happen in your life? Just make these lists, and then it guides you through the prayer. And what happens is you make your list, and then it gives you a prayer that as you pray through your list, it makes a perfectly harmonious prayer specific to you. Amen. Following James 5:16, confessing your sins so that you can be healed. And that's how to do it. If you're struggling, go to theprayerfreedombook.com and get it.
Amen. Amen. I think your book is also on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, so you can go to if you think about prayer and freedom, if you type in the prayer of freedom on Amazon or on Google, there are so many returns that you're getting so many books, so many things that you'll get lost in the shuffle a lot of times.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
Best place to go, if you can, just go straight to the website for my book, theprayerfreedombook.com, because it eliminates all risk of getting the wrong book.
Right.
There's also some other information there. You'll see some amazing video testimonials of people who've gone through this. That'll be really encouraging. And so I would encourage you to start there first. There's a button to buy it, and it actually takes you straight to the page on Amazon, so Amen. You get the correct book.
Amen. Amen. But if someone has a question or they'd like to reach out to you, maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Right. So I'm just about to launch my website, BeattyCarmichael.com. It'll be out by the end of June. So depending on when this comes out, go to BeattyCarmichael.com, and that'll be all the contact information to reach out to me. You can also just message me on any of my videos on YouTube. My channel is Beatty Carmichael Teaching. And just write a response in the YouTube video, a comment. I always see it, and I'll always respond.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Folks, if you've been listening and something stirred in your spirit today, don't ignore it. I mean, that tug you're feeling right now, that might just be the Holy Spirit saying, it's time for you to get free. Amen. Freedom's real. Healing is possible, and the prayer of freedom, as you heard, can help you to walk in both. Amen. So do this right now. Just drop down the show notes, click the links right there, connect with Beatty Carmichael, and be sure to grab a copy of his book. Amen. Praise God. Start walking in the freedom Jesus has already paid for. Praise God. Because the longer you wait, the longer you stay stuck. It's just the way it is. Let today be your turning point. For the cost of one book, you could be free forever. Amen. Praise God. Manny, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come on the program today and writing this great book for us and the work that you do for the kingdom. Man, I do appreciate it all, brother.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity just to share and help set God's people free.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Beatty Carmichael and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.